We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Marks and Reese, we are back. Our text line's coming up here at about 5:40-ish, but on the line right now, went 4-0 last week, the host of You Better You Bet and Radio.com sports betting expert Nick Kostos. Nick is brought to us by BetRivers.net. BetRivers.net, go there. Sign up for the free 5,000 weekly pick'em contest. And Nick joins us right now. What's up, Nick?
What's going on, guys? How we doing? Happy Football Friday to you guys and, of course, the great people of Philadelphia.
Well, what's up, Nick?
How we doing? What's going on?
Well, you're coming off a 4-0 week with your picks on Marks and Reese, which is a good thing. So we'll get your picks in 1 second. But I want to ask you a question about money line wagering. And are you a money line guy? And when is a good time, in your opinion, to use the money line as opposed to betting on a point spread?
Well, I'll say this. You know, I think the money line can be a great option when you don't think a team's going to cover the spread, but like when they're going to win the game. And I hate to give like a rudimentary kind of definition like that or a rudimentary answer for you, but I think that's where a money line bet could be valuable. Now, there are a lot of people that will kind of espouse like taking money line parlays for big time favorites. I am personally not a big parlay bettor. Like that is a losing approach in the long term. Like all you'll ever see on social media will be like all these crazy parlays that hit. Of course, what is not being reported are the thousands of parlays that are losing, right? So, like, you hit one of these and wonderful, great, but, like, mathematically, the odds are stacked against you when you're placing these parlay bets. It's like, think of it like you're in a casino, right? It's like some of these games, the odds are stacked against you, so you have to approach them in the correct mathematical way. So that's why I would say, you know, probably just make straight bets. Don't look to parlay. And if you're going to do teasers, try and tease through the key numbers of 3 and 7. It's called a Wong teaser, right? So you give yourself the best mathematical probability of being able to win a bet. So money lines for me, I don't really play them terribly often, to be honest here. There are some instances where they are valuable. For instance, tonight in the NBA Finals. Now, I'm not going to do it because it's a big number here, but I think the Lakers will win. I'm not convinced the Lakers will cover that number, though. It's a 7-point favorite right now at Bet Rivers. So I'll say this, you know, if people out there like the total in the game one way or another, and I happen to like the under in tonight's Game 5 between the Lakers and the Heat, you could do worse than parlaying the Lakers on the money line, because I think the Lakers will win. Whether they win by 7 or not is another story, and you can put that with the under, and that will probably pay you around plus 150, plus 155. So there are ways you can get creative with the money line, but for the most part, stay away from the parlays, and I pretty much just try and make straight bets here based on, you know, math and based on my own handicapping ability.
Yeah, it's so true about the parlay. It's like when Floyd Mayweather tweets out the $100,000 bet that he won, right? I mean, he doesn't tweet out the 20 $100,000 bets that he loses. Right, same thing with the parlays. You only see the ones that people win, not all the ones that they lose.
Correct. I mean, look, and anyone that's out there that's gambled for any modicum of time, I think probably understands this, right? Like I always used to say, and like for me, like gambling used to be, it's a little more, I try and like win more now, but for me, it used to be more of like an entertainment expenditure for me. Like look at it like going to the movie theater, right? Where if I lose X amount of dollars on a game, well, I paid for the entertainment, so it's all right. So if I place a big parlay every week and I win one per season, that's like, okay, great. So maybe it pays for close to all the other losses during the season. But like I said, over the long term, like it is not worth it. You're going to win more often than you're going to lose. Maybe you'll have like that one fleeting moment. Maybe you'll get lucky a couple times. But for the most part, that is a mathematical losing proposition. And like I was not a great math student in school. There are people that are a lot smarter than me that will tell you the exact same thing.
All right, Nick Kostos of You Better You Bet, 4-8 Eastern on the radio.com app. The Eagles travel to Pittsburgh, get their first win last week, and listen, it's a 7-point spread in Pittsburgh. There's going to be some fans in the stands, 5,500 fans they're allowing in. Some Eagles fans will be there, But overall, what is your feel and lean on the game?
Yeah, I kind of like the Steelers in this game on Sunday here. I just think it's a terrible spot for Philly with the banged-up offensive line, and like looks like Lane Johnson's going to play on Sunday here for the Eagles. But Doug Peterson, you guys know, said earlier in the week that, you know, Lane's going to be hobbled the entire season by this ankle injury, and the Steelers getting the COVID-assisted bye thanks to the moron selfish Tennessee Titans are coming into this game healthy. Like, Deontay Johnson's going to be there. We didn't know if we were going to see Johnson last week against the Titans because of the concussion, so Pittsburgh's rolling into this game basically at full health here. Their front seven is awesome, and it is a major mismatch against this Eagles offensive line ravaged by injuries with Dillard and Brooks, obviously, Jason Peters, and a hobbled Lane Johnson. So I think it's going to be tough sledding here for Carson Wentz. A lot more faith, obviously, in Ben Roethlisberger than Nick Mullins last week to be able to move the ball against this Eagles secondary. So I like the Steelers laying the 7 points here over at Bet Rivers. I think Pittsburgh wins this game by 10, and I really like the over in this game. I think the Steelers will be able to score on the Philly defense. And then Carson Wentz in catch-up mode. Is worth noting, he's going to have some of his weapons back. Doesn't look like Alshon's going to play, but DeSean Jackson should be back. So I think Philly can score enough to get this game over the total, which is 44.5. But I don't think they'll be able to score enough to stay inside that number. So Steelers to win, Steelers to cover, and I like the game to go over.
All right, Kostos, not as many games on the schedule this week because you have the buys, and then you also have the uncertainty of some of the games that could be they're already delayed or who knows if they're postponed for COVID. So not as many games to pick from when I was looking to do my picks. But so what do you have this week? Go ahead.
Well, real quick, Nick, I was going to ask you, there are, I think, 7 or 8 games this week that there are at least spreads of a touchdown or more. Are there any underdogs you like with those points out there?
Let's take a quick look at the board here. So I do like the Vikings on Sunday Night Football as a touchdown underdog on the road in Seattle. Like, that's tough, right, to have to make that pick given, like, Seattle's Kirk Cousins' personal house of horrors here. I like the over in that game, 57 points. But, I mean, we watched the games on Sunday, right? Like, the Seahawks defense is not good. Jamal right. Adams is going to miss another game. And if the Dolphins had been more aggressive last week, they allowed, like, 6 yards per play, the Seahawks, which is, like, unbelievable against the Dolphins here. So the Vikings offense is really starting to come on with the emergence of rookie wide receiver Justin Jefferson. So I think the Vikings can cover that 7 points for sure. I like the Cowboys as a big favorite against the Giants, kind of like the Niners as the 9-point favorite against the Dolphins. I don't really know if I like any of the touchdown underdogs this week. Now that I'm looking at the board, I don't really know if I like any of them this week, to be honest.
I like the Cowboys. So give us your 4-0 last week, Nick. Give us your best bets for this week.
All right, let's start in Cleveland. A really interesting game between the Browns and the Colts. And we've had a bunch of pro bettors come on during the week this week on You Better, You Bet, and they're kind of split on this game with Indianapolis and Cleveland. Colts right now a 1.5-point favorite over at Bet Rivers, but, I mean, this is breaking news. We saw this, like, recently this afternoon. The Colts have ruled out two of their key players, one on offense, one on defense for Sunday's game. Left tackle Anthony Costanzo, and I would argue more importantly, starting linebacker Darius Leonard, who's the linchpin of that defense, which has been, to this point, the best defense in the NFL this season, and I think that creates some opportunities for the Browns, even without Nick Chubb, with him on injured reserve here. I like the Browns as a home underdog against the Colts, and the strength of this Browns defense is its rushing attack. The pass defense not as good. I kind of think Phillip Rivers is shot. I think I've said that with you guys a couple times here, so I don't think the Colts can take advantage of the Browns defensive weakness, so give me the Browns as home underdogs against the Colts. I already gave you the over in the Steelers-Eagles game. Really like that. Ike, you asked about the one of the big favorites here. That's the Kansas City Chiefs. Nearly 2 touchdown favorites at home over Derek Carr, John Gruden, and the Las Vegas Raiders. I think there's a case to be made for the Raiders to keep this game close. Trent Brown looks like their right tackle is going to be back here. Henry Ruggs going to be back in the lineup, the electrifying first-round wide receiver out of Alabama. The problem is, I don't trust John Gruden to be aggressive enough in this game. He has been very conservative, you know, not just in this tour of duty with the Raiders, but his entire career as a head coach, and it burned him last week against the Buffalo Bills. And if you're conservative against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, you're going to get blown out. And they've got cluster injuries at the cornerback position there for the Raiders. So I like the Chiefs laying the 13 points. I think Kansas City lays a big one here on the Las Vegas Raiders. And my final one for you guys, you know, in the stock market, I believe they call the term the dead cat bounce. That would be, if you believe in that sort of thing, you'd look to bet the Houston Texans, right, this Sunday as a 6.5-point favorite over the Jacksonville Jaguars after they fire head coach Bill O'Brien. And you guys have heard the narrative, I'm sure, this week. Like, now we're going to get the Texans' best effort now that they fired the coach that everyone hated. My counter to that would be, like, wouldn't they have when they have given their best effort already in the first four games of the season. So, like, I don't necessarily buy that. Like, do they have new players to stop the run here? I think this line is wacky here, Texans minus 6.5. I really like the Jaguars, but I'll say this, and you guys, this can be one of my official picks, but for people interested in betting this game, wait until game day on Sunday. The Jaguars injury report today on Friday, a little alarming. C.J. Henderson is questionable. Miles Jack is questionable. Josh Allen, the pass rusher out of Kentucky, he's questionable as well. So if those three guys don't go on Sunday morning, I think maybe you can make a case for Houston, but if they play, this is a green light go spot for the Jaguars, catching nearly a touchdown on the road at Houston.
Sounds good to me. You better you bet with Nick Costos every day, 4 to 8, and then again on Sundays, 9 till 1. You can get that on the radio.com app. Follow him on Twitter. It's the Costos. Nick, you the man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, brother.
Thank you guys very much, and I hope everyone has a great weekend. Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
Nick Costos brought to us by BetRivers.net. Go to BetRivers.net and sign up for the free $5,000 weekly Pick'em contest. And be sure to check out You Better You Bet podcast for more of Nick's analysis. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcast. We'll come back with the Marks and Reese text line and as many phone calls as we can get in. So hold the lines, everybody. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere. But hey, listen, if you're an Eagle fan and you're looking for a socially distanced gathering with your friends for the game on Sunday, join my friends from Miller Lite at Old City Beer Garden, located 3rd and Market, for your game day experience. Old City Beer Garden is the ideal place to enjoy a cold Miller Lite and take in the game with friends. Featuring buckets of 16-ounce Miller Lite cans, and there's more. One lucky fan will win an autographed Eagles item this Sunday, so arrive early. Old City Beer Garden, it's this Sunday to secure your table. And it's Miller time, Philly. Celebrate responsibly.
Don't think I ain't going to come get you. I'm coming to get you. Oh, yeah, 7-5. I see you on film, boy. Don't worry, folks. I'm coming. 2-8. You're too slow for me, man. You little dog.
He ain't blowing hot, I promise you. Now he's going to do it the whole game. Hey, next play. All right, y'all get 3 and out.
You,
3 and out right here, all right? Hey. Hey!
Yeah, next play. Let's go. I know, I got you. You know I'm with you, Flex.
All right.
That's Brandon Graham and Fletcher Cox. That was from, you know, they were mic'd up or whatever for, I got it, Jack. Don't worry about it. I got it. Brandon Graham show's coming up on Monday night at 6 o'clock with me and with Howard Eskin with Brandon Graham, and we won't be at Chickie's this year, so we're going to bring Chickie's to you. On your way home, grab some crab fries and some wings from Chickie's, a six-pack of Miller Lite, and listen to the show, and it's brought to you by Miller Lite and Chickie's and Pete's, indoors and outdoors, socially distanced from, for the best in-game experience. So that's that. It was awesome. I didn't realize that Brandon ran his mouth that much. I can't wait to talk to him about it on...
Oh, yeah, he's a pretty legendary trash talker.
But have we heard it a lot before, though?
I mean, not as much. But when they mic him up, he's always pretty animated.
Yeah, he's very animated in general. Ike has left the building here a little early because his son, it's senior night for his football team. So Elijah is participating in senior night I don't know who they're playing, but Ike took off a little bit early so he could go catch that. So good luck tonight.
Yeah, glad he got senior night in.
Yeah, man, seriously. I mean, at one point, we didn't think there was going to be any night that was going to be in. So they have to make sure they get it in now, because if you wait till whenever, you may not get it in. All right, let's take one phone call, and then we'll do the Marks and Reese text line. Let's go to Scott and Delco. Scott?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, hey, Scott.
Hey. Yeah, I hear a lot of Bronco talk today and comparisons and stuff like that. But, you know, you kind of feel like he's more on par with Flacco than Roethlisberger.
Well, I mean, I think that Carson Wentz can still be a successful quarterback in the league, but to compare him at this point to a future Hall of Fame quarterback is ridiculous.
Oh, I mean, I guess, you know, with two rings and everything else, but, you know, again, I think the conversation all day is one of the ones we have all the time is look at what Roethlisberger's had since he came in and look at what Carson has had. And his injuries have held him back.
And Ben had injuries too. But, I mean, listen, as far as where they are right now, a part of it is the talent that they have around Carson Wentz. There's no doubt about that. Here's the other part of it. He hasn't played well. Right? Like, I'm not gonna totally let him off the hook for not playing well, but is the roster a part of it? Sure, it's a part of it. That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I think part of it is, yeah, when he's not playing well, is that he's basically learning over and over again how to play with this group of receivers or this guy. And again, I think Doug adjusts the playbook a lot to try to make it work, knowing that, okay, again, you don't have Deshaun. You don't have Alshon. You don't have all these guys that you're dependent on, let alone protection schemes on the offensive line. So, yeah, I don't think it's been perfectly fair. Has he driven people? Not sure. I know I'm the apologist, nauseatingly optimistic, but, you know, I think they win this weekend. I wouldn't be shocked if it was like a 17-13. The defense steps up, and he has a good game with no turnovers. But, you know, who knows?
17-13. All right. Yeah. I mean, listen, then thank you, Scott. That would be a winning formula, right? Because you don't think with that defense that they're going to be able to score that many points. Jack, what is your final for the
You know, honestly, like, I felt pretty good going into the Niners game. It would be one of those weird Eagles wins. Like,
yeah.
Kind of like an Eagles fan my whole
kind
life.
Kind of felt like it.
It felt like they might squeak one out.
But it also felt like that against a couple other teams this year.
Yeah, well, it was, the second game of the season against the Rams.
Yeah.
But I just don't have that feeling this week. Like, I think they might keep it close, but, like, 24-17 Steelers?
Yeah, I tend to. I had 26 to 22.
Yeah, for some reason, you're obsessed with 22.
Well, Doug goes for two all the time.
That's
Why
true.
Not?
No, it's true. It's just weird to always pick 22.
Yeah, I do go for weird.
Yeah, whatever.
Scores. Let's get to the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by our friends at the casino at Delaware Park. Delaware Park is open for gaming, live racing, sports wagering, and golf. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. It's a Friday text line.
Text line.
Am I a Philly guy? Joe Flacco from New York City.
yeah, and Joe Flacco is going to be starting for the Jets this weekend.
The return. Rooting for Flacco?
Yeah, of course. Well, no, because I picked against them. I picked the Cardinals to win. But, you know, Bob Wankel from Crossing Broad covers the Phillies for Crossing Broad. Hold on a sec. Had to replug my headphones in.
Uh-oh.
Joe Flacco is a terrible New Jersey, Philadelphia accent, like a brutal Jack from Delco, but it's from Jersey. And Bob Wankel does, too. That's what
I know.
That's what I said.
It is a truly brutal accent.
It is. It is. But, you know, it's our accent. We got to own it. What's next?
60-40 on the Twitter poll. Must be the same Twitter experts that think Nick Foles is bad. I'll put the chances of Wentz equaling Ben's career at about 2%. Joe and New Hope.
I'm tired of Joe Giglio.
As Joe Giglio points out, the most playoff wins in NFL history is Joe Flacco. The most. So, you know, I mean, if you're going to look at the body of work of Joe Flacco, it's not all that impressive. If you're going to look at his athleticism, et cetera, it's not all that impressive. But what he was able to do, at least for the first a little bit over half of his career, was stay healthy, be on the field, and be good enough. And frankly, like, Carson Wentz just has been too erratic. Right? Like, what are we talking about here? Can he stay healthy for 16 games? Right? Like, all those things matter as well. So, if Carson Wentz can stay healthy and be productive, then yeah, he will be better than Joe Flacco. But, like, I don't think that's a given yet. What's next?
That dirtbag, Ben Roethlisberger, is a disgrace to the NFL. I wear that block on Twitter from him and the Steelers with pride. Chuckles out. EAGLES, Eagles.
So, Chuckles got blocked by Ben Roethlisberger?
Yeah, Big Ben blocks everyone.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there was a reason why he blocked them, though, right? I mean, I doubt he's just blocking people to block people.
No, I think Big Ben has like a million people blocked.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He just blocks anybody that says anything
pretty
negative
much.
About him.
Yeah.
How many people have blocked you on Twitter, Jack?
Have blocked me or I've blocked?
No, not you that you've blocked. I don't have anybody blocked.
Oh, I've blocked, I don't know, probably about 20.
How many people do you have blocked you?
Oh, I have no idea.
A lot?
Like, you can't tell.
Well, you don't really, well, you can tell if you go to their page. Like, Michael Barkan blocked me. A number of years ago, Fletcher Cox blocked me.
No athlete has blocked me, I don't think. Oh,
no.
Darren Sproles.
Sproles blocked you?
Yeah, because I said that his injury was a blessing in disguise for the Eagles.
Oh, that's right. Did you add him? Or
no,
he just?
No.
Well, see, like, if you're an athlete and you're searching your name, I'm not sure what to tell you. You're going to find what you're looking for.
Yeah, exactly.
What's next?
Marks just said LeBron is on the bottom end of the top 10. He has officially lost his mind. LeBron is top two, and he's not number two. At the very minimum, he's on the Mount Rushmore. Keep hating on the GOAT. Shane from Rochester.
Yeah, well, Shane, is that Rochester, New York?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Shane, I appreciate you listening on the radio.com app up there. But, yeah, I mean, it's you're too easy to get angry. As I said, he's the bottom 10 to try to tweak people. I don't really care if he's the bottom 10 or a top 10. It doesn't matter to me. He's a great player, right? But he's not Michael Jordan. Not even close. What's next?
Football Friday in Pittsburgh. Let's talk Duquesne basketball practice. Frank and Ardmore.
Well, Jack, we checked in twice today with our sister station, 97.3 The Fan, and yeah. What were they talking about? Pitt Panther football and free agent ice hockey signings.
Riveting.
What a great
anytime you can bring up Pitt versus BC, you just got to do it.
Listen, it's a great matchup. Steve Adazio's not even there anymore, but still, I guess they're probably a very mediocre team, BC.
Dave Wanstead, is he the coach, though?
He is not the coach in Pittsburgh anymore, I don't think. What's next?
Imagine if the sister radio station in Pittsburgh listened to WIP when Marks and Reese were arguing about how good Joe Flacco was. It's Football Friday, damn it! We've got a big game Sunday! Jeff from Gloucester.
And we gave you beautiful breakdowns of what we thought was happening in the game, but doing a four-hour show based on what's going to happen on Sunday isn't really what a show's going to do, right? I mean, we can only break down so much there, Guy, but we appreciate your text message. Our Twitter questions today have been brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers and their 25,000-square-foot showroom online. Mark's-Jewelers.com. If you're getting engaged, Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville is the place to go. Joe Giglio's coming up next. Everybody, have a great weekend. After the Eagles game on Sunday, listen to the other post-game show. It's on Facebook and Instagram Live, WIP's Instagram and Facebook Live with myself and Trey Thomas. So tune in after the Eagles game. Hopefully they get a win, and we'll talk to you on Monday. See ya. Let's talk about Dr. Glatt for a second, because everybody knows Dr. Paul Glatt is the expert in the industry when it comes to hair restoration. Or if you don't know that, you should, because I had a hair restoration procedure with Dr. Glatt some 9 years ago, and the results are amazing. The results are still amazing. So if you're looking to do something as you know, life-changing, I would even say, as getting a hair restoration transplant, Dr. Glatt would be the place to go. And if you were like me and you tried some of the over-counter sprays and foams and shampoos, I didn't try the medication, the oral medication, but I know people that did, and it didn't work for anybody that I know, including me, this works. And you can see my before and after pictures at drglatt.com, drglat.com, or you want to call his office. He does have his hair team standing by at 610-980-4000, 610-980-4000, or drglatt.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.